Talks in Switzerland, as Western media repeatedly broadcast footage from the NATO-backed White Helmets organization to drum up support for intervention, civilians, meanwhile, died on both sides. Joining me to assess the prospects for peace is Britain's former ambassador to Syria, Peter Ford. Peter Ford, welcome back to the show. So what is your understanding right now of what exactly is happening in Syria's largest city of Aleppo?
Well, it looks as though after a lull of a few days that the heavy bombing has begun again. It looks as though the Syrian government forces are preparing for another big push, and the Russian and Syrian air forces are therefore preparing the ground for that. But I think it's very important to see all these air raids in context. Let us not forget that there are a lot of missiles and mortars being rained down on Western Aleppo virtually every day. We never see this reported in the Western media, but it is a fact.
There have actually been some mistakes, haven't there, where they report horrific casualties, and then it turns out no.
Indeed,
they were,
it
they
turned
were killed
out
by a British-backed
famous Syrian girl, a swimmer. Reportedly killed under or amid Syrian government bombing, turns out that it was rebel shelling. This is typical of the misreporting, distortion, and exaggeration which is going on.